Good evening and welcome back to our continued learning of Hilcha Shabbos. Every Thursday night is a schus for all of Kal Yisrael, and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael, who should be zeicha, Mitzvah Shem, this week to see Refuus, Yeshuas, and Achamas, and to see the Geula b'Mehera v'Yameinu, Amen, and Mitzvah Shem, and the Chodesh of Nisan. We finished last week discussing the general halachas of Avdala, and this week we'll move on to the specific halachas of Avdala that are relevant to women. Is a woman chayiv in Avdala? Can a woman make Avdala for herself? Can she make Avdala for a man? Is there truth to the myth, to the legend, that a woman cannot drink the wine from Avdala and she'll grow a beard, that if she does drink the wine? We'll discuss some of the relevant halachas of Avdala when it comes to the woman. And the first halacha we need to discuss, is a woman obligated in Avdala or not? This is a mechloikas rishayin. Why would a woman not be obligated in Avdala? The real question is, why a woman would be obligated in Avdala? We know that a woman is never obligated in a mitzvah asei says man grama. Any mitzvah which is time bound, a woman is not obligated in. However, the exception to the rule, one of the exceptions to the rule, is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Since the pasuk says shamar esyom Shabbos akadshei and zachar esyom Shabbos akadshei, it equates keeping Shabbos, guarding Shabbos, which means not desecrating Shabbos by doing any one of the lamatas malachas, one of the things that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. It equates that with Zachar Esyam Shabbos Akachai, with the positive commandments of sanctifying Shabbos. Chazal understand that Shomer v'Zachar are equal. And the same way, it's understandable that every woman is obligated to keep Shabbos and not to break Shabbos with any one of the Lamatas Malachas. Similarly, a woman is obligated in the halacha, in the pasuk of Zachar Esyam Shabbos Akachai. And that's why, even though Kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, nevertheless, Chazal understood that a woman is obligated in Kiddush, even though it's a time-obligated mitzvah. And the question becomes whether Havdalah is the same as Kiddush or it's different than Kiddush. The Rambam seems to learn that Havdalah and Kiddush are the same. The same way one is obligated to sanctify Shabbos by bringing in Shabbos with Kiddush, one needs to sanctify Kiddush by separating Shabbos from the 6 days of the week and by making Avdallah. And therefore, the Rishonim that learned that according to the Rambam, the same way a woman is obligated to make Kiddush on Friday night or to hear Kiddush, a woman is similarly obligated to sanctify Shabbos by creating a separation between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week, and therefore, even though Havdalah is a time-bound mitzvah, a woman is obligated. Others argue, and they say, no, Kiddush was obligated upon us by the Torah, and the Pasuk said, Zachar Esyam Shabbos Nekadshai, but Havdalah is only a Durabanan, and therefore, since it's a Durabanan, and it's a time-bound mitzvah, a woman is not obligated. That is the Machlokes Rishonim, and the reasoning behind why a woman would or would not be obligated, whether you understand that it's similar to Kiddush or it's different than Kiddush, whether it's the exception to the rule of a mitzvah asei shazman grama, or this is going to be like every other mitzvah asei shazman grama, that a woman is not obligated. And the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings down both shitas, both views, whether a woman is obligated or not is not obligated, and seemingly the Mesvardim Paskin, that a woman is going to be obligated in Avdallah. The Ashkenazim seem to argue, and they seem to say that a woman is not obligated in Avdallah, and therefore, lichatchila, a woman should not be making Avdallah for herself, and definitely not to be meitzi, in order to have men be yotzi their obligation through her havdalah. And therefore, lechatchila, a woman, the best thing is that a woman should hear havdalah from somebody else rather than making havdalah by herself, since it's not so clear that she's obligated. However, the Mishabura brings down from the Magen Avram that the same way with other mitzvahs, say shazman grama, a woman can take it upon herself, for example, shaking lulav. A woman is not obligated to shake lulav, but if she wants to, she could with a bracha. That's the way Ashkenaz and Paskin. Similarly, says the Mishabura, havdalah is the same, that even if it's a mitzvah says man grama, a woman can take the chiyuv, the obligation upon herself, and she could make havdalah. And therefore, again, lichatchila, best case scenario, a woman should be hearing havdalah from somebody else. If her husband's not home, from a neighbor, from somebody else, she should go ahead and hear havdalah. If that's not possible, if she's alone and she doesn't have a son over a mitzvah or somebody that can make havdalah for her, then she can go ahead and make havdalah, relying on the opinion that either she's obligated or relying on the opinion that even if she's not obligated, she can take this mitzvah upon herself for tonight and make the bracha similarly to the way she would do it over a lulav and esrig on Sukkos. Another relevant halacha to the previous discussion that we just had, whether a woman is obligated or not obligated, is that which the Ramah writes, that a woman who has not yet heard Havdalah should not hear Havdalah from a man who already made Havdalah or heard Havdalah. Normally, the halacha is that even if I have fulfilled my obligation of the mitzvah, if there's somebody else that has not fulfilled the obligation, I can go ahead and make the bracha again. For example, I can make Kiddush for somebody who has not yet heard Kiddush, even though I have been already exempted from Kiddush by making or hearing Kiddush. Nevertheless, if the person that I'm going to make Kiddush or Havdalah for is not obligated to hear Kiddush or Havdalah, that would constitute a bracha levatola. And therefore, the Ramah Rama says, since there are some opinions that a woman is not obligated in Avdallah, if a man already heard or made Avdallah, he should not lechatchila go ahead and make Avdallah for a woman. Rather, in this case, she should go ahead and make Havdalah for herself. If that's not possible, and it's very difficult for her to make Havdalah by herself, for some reason she's no longer capable, then in those scenarios, we'll rely on the shitas, rely on the opinions that a woman is still obligated in Havdalah, or a woman can make herself obligated in Havdalah, like we said in the last video, and her husband or some other man has the ability to make it. But again, lichatchila, a woman should not hear Havdalah from a person, a man who had already heard Havdalah by himself and already fulfilled his obligation. However, a woman is allowed to go ahead and exempt another woman in Avdallah. Similarly, a woman can exempt another woman even if that woman has already, even if the woman who's making Avdallah has already heard Avdallah, she can nevertheless go ahead and make Avdallah for another woman when it's a scenario that there is no man who has not yet heard Avdallah, make Avdallah for that woman. So just again, to wrap up what we've spoken about so far, a woman should lechatchila hear Havdalah from a man who has not yet made Havdalah or heard Havdalah and is still obligated just as much as a woman. If that's not possible, either she can make it herself, or if that's not a possibility, then the man, even the one who has already heard of Havdalah or been exempt from Havdalah by making it himself, can go ahead and make it for the woman. There is some discussion in the Paiskim whether a woman who makes Havdalah by herself says the bracha of Bayre Ma'iri Ha'esh, and may be different than the others, but Rav Moshe Feinstein has already paskened, has already said that a woman can go ahead and make that bracha by herself. She can obligate herself in that bracha, even if she may not be obligated. And therefore, a woman who makes Avdallah by herself can go ahead and make the whole Avdallah by herself. Rav Moshe Feinstein also similarly says that if it's not possible for a woman to hear Avdallah from a man, and it's not possible for a woman to make Havdalah by herself for some reason, she can go ahead and hear Havdalah over the phone, relying on those opinions that she may not be obligated in Havdalah. Even though generally one cannot hear Havdalah over the phone, one would not fulfill their obligation. But Ramesh said that for a woman to hear it over the phone in a scenario where she cannot go ahead and make it herself, or cannot go ahead and hear it from a man at all, in that scenario, Ramesh Feinstein said it would be allowed. But again, that's a shasat chak. Normally, a woman can either make it herself. We mentioned that it's not so difficult to make it herself. She can make it in a chamar medina. It does not need to be made over a cup of wine or grape juice. It can even be made over some other drinks as well, as we mentioned in previous videos. And therefore, lechatchila, the best thing is for her to either make it herself or to hear from a man who has not been obligated, or if that's not possible, to even hear from a man who's already fulfilled his obligation by either making Avdallah or hearing it himself. The last halacha we need to discuss when it comes to woman Avdallah is the common myth, the common legend that if a woman drinks from the wine of Avdallah, she's going to grow a beard. Is there any truth to that or not? The truth is that the Magen Avraham does say that the minig, the custom is that a woman does not drink from the cup of Avdallah at all. And there are four reasons that we're going to discuss today, although there are other reasons as well, where this custom came from. Number one, the reason is, according to the Shla, which Mishavur brings down, that since the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, since the Eitz Hadas, the tree, according to one opinion, was made out of grapes, was a tree that had grapes, was a vine with grapes growing in it, which wine comes from grapes. Therefore, since Chava was the one that caused Adam Rishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas, it's preferable that a woman does not drink from the wine of Avdallah in order not to remind, so to speak, Hashem, not to remind the Bezen Shamala of the fact that the woman, all of women, were involved in this Avera and causing the men to sin, causing Adam Rishon to sin, and therefore it's best that a woman stays away from the wine of Avdallah. It's not so clear why specifically the wine of Avdallah, according to the Shla, this should include all wine, but that's what the Shla says, that a woman should not drink from the wine of Avdallah because it creates a remembrance to the Avera that Chava was involved in, the Avera of Eitz Hadas, Toivara, and causing Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Another reason brought down in the Sefer Big Day Yesha is that since the Lamates Malachas are parallel to the Lamates, the 39 curses that were brought about by Chava causing Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and on Masi Shabbos we're coming ahead to allow ourselves to be involved in those Lamates Malachas, those 39 Malachas, those 39 ways to work, which we're allowed to do during the week. Therefore, since we're about to be involved in the 39 Malachas that were caused by the 39 curses of Chava, a woman wants to, again, stay away from drinking the wine that will be a remembrance for the Chet of Eitz Hadas Tevara. A similar reason, except this one is more connected to the idea of Havdalah on Masa Shabbos and not just a general halacha of drinking wine. The third reason brought down from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is the exact opposite of what we said up until now. Up until now, we said that it's a remembrance of something terrible that was done by women, that women were more involved in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. They were the ones that convinced Adam Rishon and all mankind to eat from the Eis Hadas, and therefore we want to stay away from it. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says the opposite. He says that we find that there was a custom that women wouldn't work at all on Matzah Shabbos, and women were more connected to the light of Shabbos, and they kept Shabbos going even after Shabbos had long ended. They had a minig in many places that on Matzah Shabbos the woman wouldn't work. And therefore he says it's improper for a woman to drink from the wine of Avdallah. The minig, the custom became that a woman stays away from Avdallah, even though she's now allowed to go ahead and do any one of the Lamatas Malacha. She's allowed to go do Malacha. Nevertheless, she wants to stay away from that cup of Avdallah in order to show her love for Shabbos and her desire to keep Shabbos going as long as possible. A fourth reason is that since we've mentioned that a woman may or may not be obligated in Avdallah, the bracha of Boirei Pri HaGafen is made prior to the bracha in Avdallah of the Baruch HaMavdil, which is made. And if a woman said Amen to Boirei Pri HaGafen, and then she went ahead and heard the other brachas which are made, the bracha of Besamim, Ner, and Avdallah, the three brachas which are made after, and she said Amen, and she was not obligated to hear Avdallah, that may constitute a hefsek, a separation in between the bracha of Agafen and her drinking from the wine. And therefore, Tzvi Pesach Frank and Har Tzvi says that is the reason why women have the custom not to drink, because they may not be obligated in Avdallah, and therefore they may not be able to be Yaitse with the Boirei Pri HaGafen that the husband made when he made the Avdallah. And that's where this halacha comes from. It's halacha specifically by wine and Matzah Shabbos. Some say it includes not only wine, but even other things if they were used for Avdallah. For example, if Avdallah was made over beer, she should also not drink from it. But that is a real halacha. That is a real basis. And that is a halacha broad in the Magen Avraham. However, as we mentioned, if a woman does make Avdallah for herself for some reason, she's not able to hear, in that case, she will go ahead and she has no problem. She can go ahead and she can override this custom, and she can go ahead and drink from the wine. Similarly, if the leftover wine from Avdallah is poured back in the bottle, that bottle she can drink from, and that is not going to be a problem. The Pesukim speak out as well that this minig applies both to older women and to younger women. Even small girls should preferably not be drinking from the wine, grape juice, or perhaps even other drinks of Avdallah. Where the myth exactly comes from that women grow beards is not very clear where it comes from. You can look online and try to find our... There are researchers who tried to find some sort of source of this. There doesn't seem to be any real verifiable source for this, but there definitely is a custom, a minig, brought in Shulchan Aruch, that a woman should not be drinking from the wine of Avdallah. Have a great Shabbos, and the Ritz Hashem will continue next week.